Hey, welcome to the Forgiving Path, but we're also going to run this in parallel on the Gospel Rant. For the next couple of podcasts, we're going to give some testimonies. These are people who have been through the Forgiving Path at Atlas, a social working clinic group in the Midwest. And so you will hear straight from them what difference the Forgiving Path made to them. The first one up is a 18-year-old now, high school graduate named Jade. Enjoy.
My name is Jade Nelson, and I go to counseling with Melanie, and I told her a lot of my baggage, and she was like, you know, this would be really good for you. Like, you should reserve like an hour or longer if you need of a day of your summer and go through this forgiving path with something, and it would really help you. And I was like, okay. So after one of my little sessions with her, I came down here, and I'm 18, but when I did it, I was 17.
Okay. You're graduating from high school, you're working. So you're in that Gen Z category, right?
Yeah.
That's scared of everything and scared of jobs and scared of fill in the blank. What was the most life-changing, eye-opening, surprising station that you recall?
The one I remember the most was the morning station with ripping up the papers and just really allowing yourself to feel the feelings. Because, I mean, with a lot of times people are like, God will fix it and things like that. And, you know, they're so right. But sometimes you just want to feel it. And so then, like, I felt like I could really just get my anger out and it would be okay.
Did you yell and scream? It's because here at Atlas, it's in a room all by itself.
Yep.
Did you yell and scream a little?
A little, yeah. Definitely cried a lot.
And, did you?
Yeah. Got all the feelings out.
Did it help?
A lot. It helped a lot. Yeah.
So tell me about your experience with the Forgiving Path in general. I mean, what'd you think of it?
It was really healing, I guess. It was really what I needed. To be honest, I was going through not really expecting much, kind of like, because there was a whole paper layout. And for me, I'm just like, okay, I need to fill in this worksheet. Like, that's just my mindset. And then, like, I got into it and I was like, wow, this is more than just a worksheet. And, it really, I don't know, lifted the weight off my shoulders that I didn't know was there.
Yeah, one of the things we try to do is to give you justice for the crime, the hurt, the wound, however you want to describe it. But to actually make you feel like there has been an experience of a court before a legitimate judge, God, right? But you actually experienced justice, which you haven't gotten yet. So how was that feeling?
It was, it was good. I mean,
did you know you wanted justice, or was it a surprise that you actually wanted it? Subconscious, right?
Yeah, it was a surprise, because I get what I put was like forgiving like a person. Mine was my mom. Her and my dad got divorced when I was two, and she hasn't really been there, like drugs and stuff, and just a whole bunch of bad things, and commenting on my weight and how like I need my value in boys, and that's how so I struggled a lot. And so
were you getting angry? I mean, are you an internalizer or an externalizer? Were you yelling or were you going, something's wrong with me?
I was more internalizing it, because, like, you know, it's your mom. That's the person who brought you into this world. So I'm like, I did something wrong if the person who brought me here doesn't, makes me feel like I don't want, not supposed to be here. So I guess I went through wanting to forgive her, not really knowing, because I was kind of oblivious, because I just kind of thought that what I was going through was a normal thing, and that
it is.
Yeah, it is a normal thing, but it really shouldn't be. And so I went through and I was like, with the letter to God, that station too, or from God, just talking about like how worthy I was and stuff, like I'm so, I get not used to that, and just hearing it or feeling like I was hearing it from the great father, like my ultimate parent thinks I'm amazing. And so I remember that's when the tears started shedding in that station.
You knew he loved you, mm-hmm. right in your frontal cortex. Mm-hmm. So what's different between that and hearing this letter from God and you're feeling it?
You know it's there, kind of like, I grew up with the Jesus Loves Me song, so it's like, you know, I just, it was kind of more of a fact than a feeling for me. Like, right. I just heard it, and I was like, oh, you're right, sounds good. But like, going through it, I was like, wow, like, Jesus loves me. Like, yeah, I forgive her. I guess we still have our struggles, so honestly, I still struggle, but, you know, I don't fall into the same habits I did, blaming myself all the time and feeling like, oh, it's all my fault. I need to fix myself in order for this to get better. Like, so there's definitely been some life-changing things from that, even though the forgiving thing for her isn't always the easiest, the forgiving myself, even though that wasn't really what I go through before. But that has changed a lot for me. My faith has gotten a lot stronger. Especially through this past year. I guess going through this made me realize, like, he's there, like, all the time. Like, not just at the church camp or at church. Like, all the time. He thinks you're worthy when you first wake up and your hair is all messy, or when you just did an amazing performance on stage and got a standing ovation for everybody. Like, I guess it just really made me realize how important I was.
God loves you as you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is that so hard for us to get?
I don't know.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it's such good news. You would think we'd just grab hold of it, but somehow we keep falling off of it. Mm-hmm. We keep forgetting, or there's something pushing against it. I think that's it. Mm-hmm. My brain's so messed up, it has a hard time believing something that good is for me. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
We all do that, by the way. I mean, we all do that. Yeah. I think that's one of the rules of the Holy Spirit, to make us feel God's love. Mm-hmm. And we need that. Mm-hmm. How many hours of counseling would be equivalent to the 2 hours in the forgiving path, effect-wise?
Maybe like 10. I don't know.
Yeah. So that would be roughly 3 months of counseling. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I guess it was just really eye-opening because, like, it took you through steps. It allowed you to feel the feelings that you have, and it pinpointed a lot of personal things for me, like, you know, the self-worth thing and, you know, you're worthy, you're allowed to feel the way you feel, I'm sorry this happened to you, things like that. Like, somehow it all hit, even though the person making it didn't know what I was, what was happening.
Right.
So I could, it was definitely obvious that the Lord was there because it was, it hit every single point.
Oh, that's so good. Did you know that in the entire forgiving path, we never tell you to forgive?
Oh, wow.
But you did a little. Right?
Yeah.
We never tell you you should forgive. We never say to forgive.
Why?
It's because it shames you.
Oh.
If you could have forgiven, you would have, right?
Yeah.
For us to tell you to forgive triggers shame, and everything. I'm shame prone, so I get it. Mm-hmm. Everything shuts down. I get defensive.
That's
true. I don't want to be hurt.
Yeah.
And exposed. As a failure. So we just let the Holy Spirit do his thing. Mm-hmm. We just tell people like yourself how much God loves you because of Jesus. Mm-hmm. We give you a trial because you're a person of honor. Mm-hmm. And that's how God sees you. And you have a meal with Jesus. And then you leave this thing and you go, I think, and I've had people tell me this, I think I've forgiven the person. Have I forgiven the person?
Uh-huh.
If we did like most counselors do and just told you, you just need to forgive, or most pastors, Jesus said to forgive, right?
Yeah.
I shut down. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at it. I'm terrible at forgetting. I'm terrible. So I need the miracle. What do you think about that? Fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
Well, I hope this helps and encourages some to go through the forgiving path. I mean, look, what can it hurt? It's satisfaction guaranteed. I mean, sure, there's a little bit of a fee. It's a fraction of the price of a counseling visit. And like I said, it's satisfaction guaranteed. Just bring one single hurt or crime or wound that you remember that you can describe, not a chronic series, but pick one that you just can't let go of. You just can't forgive. You've tried, but yeah, you know, the Holy Spirit will bring it to mind. Just bring that one and stay with it the whole way through. There's before surveys that just take 3 minutes, and after survey, self-assessment. Do both of those. Make sure. Go to theforgivingpath.com and get started right now. You can do this, and it will benefit you. Satisfaction guaranteed. All right. We'll do some more testimonies in the next Forgiving Path and Gospel Rant podcast. Until then, take heart, child of God.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.